It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
On Giddy Up, Facing the Breeze, with Anthony Butt and Jack Traynor.
Time to talk some harness racing. Thanks to Garrod, Torsen Hound for all of your equine essentials. Anthony Butt and Jack Traynor join me on this Tuesday morning. Ant, hello to you.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
Jack Traynor, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth. Morning, Ant.
We start on a sad note, the passing of Peter Tonkin. He died at the age of 70. Pete, in my time following and covering harness racing, was one of the great characters. He was a superstar of the game. I thought he was a legend. I remember when I first started off following the sport, Ants, he pulled off a miracle with Paris Affair to take out a Hunter Cup. It was a horse that had a host of issues. He trained it on the beach there at his base at Portland in the western part of Victoria. And I think he combined with Chris Elford to lead all of the way to win an AG Hunter Cup. He had some terrific horses like a Robin Hood as well as his career went on. And then I think his greatest ever achievement was mentoring his son, Clayton Tonkin, who's become one of the great horsemen that this sport's ever seen, Ants. And he was a great character, Pete. He could blow up from time to time as well. He had plenty of passion. And he's going to be missed.
Yeah, sad time, Gareth. Yeah, as you said, Pete was a real character of the game and, you know, highly successful. And he's left a great legacy with Clayton as well. So, you know, sad time. And I've got a great story about Pete. We're in Tasmania for the Tasmanian Pacing Champs. And Pete and Robin Hood and we had tribute with the two favourites. And we come together after about 200 metres going for the same gap. And unfortunately, Robin Hood Gallopin was out of the race. And Pete was blowing up as he could do. And he's calling me every name under the sun. So we got through that all right. And two or three weeks later, we're in Adelaide for the Inter Dominions. And we were staying next door to Les Hardy. And Les said, come over and have a beer after you feed up. And so Tim and I rocked up with a box of beer. And the first one we ran into was Pete Tonkin. And I was like, shit, this is going to be tricky. But no, Peter to laugh, and we had a great night, had a few beers, and but that's what he's like, you know. What happened on the track stayed on the track, and afterwards, you know, everyone got on, and no, he's a great character and he'll be sadly missed.
Yeah, and he's a good old-fashioned trainer as well. Like, he could blow up, and he used Gavin and Darryl Douglas as well in his halcyon days. He used those two drivers the most. But if he got beat or he had some interference, you know, he would call everyone whatever under the sun. And he would, like, especially if he had a bet, Ants. But I think the best part about Pete, geez, he was a great, when he set a horse for a big race, he rarely failed.
Yeah, and it's probably, you know, one of the last of that generation, Gareth, you know, like the halcyon days when, you know, things used to go on like that. You know, they'd set him up for a punt, and but he was a master at it. And, so, you know, he'll leave a great legacy, and a lot of people have got some fond memories.
Yeah, and he'll be having a beer, I've got no doubt, with his great mate Tom Hogan, who we lost recently, and also his great mate Gavin Lang. They shared so much success as a combination, as an owner, driver, and also as a trainer. And, Jack, did you have much to do with Pete?
No, it was a bit before my time, Gareth, but obviously I've heard of some of the great horses he had, and yeah, just condolences to Clayton and his family, obviously thinking of him at this time, but it was a bit before my time, but obviously still well known.
Yeah, no, he's a superstar, and well said. Yeah, we're thinking of the Tonkin family and Clayton and Emma, and he was family to a lot of the harness racing industry, Pete Tonkin, and he was one of the great characters that I've come across in the sport, and he'll be sorely missed. We had the barrier draws for the two feature races there coming up in New Zealand. The race and also the trotting race, Don't Stop Dreaming, barrier to $1.90. Merlin at $3.50. And then it's a big price for the rest. The Aussies have drawn terribly, and Speak the Truth, who's now out to $11, and Better Eclipse at $26. Unfortunately, no rock and roll do ants. He was scratched last Thursday, had a foot abscess, and he has Crandell Getty, his caretaker trainer, hasn't been able to get him right.
No, that was unfortunate, Gareth, but always on the cards with horses. So I think they pulled the pin on Sunday morning when they decided, you know, A, it wasn't coming right quick enough, and B, even if it did, he has probably missed too much work. So just to be fair to all the other connections. So I haven't had an update the last couple of days, but, you know, I think they were sort of still planning on staying in New Zealand for a few weeks for those other races, but he'll have to come right pretty quick.
Yeah, so looking at the barrier draw now, Jack, don't stop streaming. It looks like it's his race to lose. In saying that, he didn't show that much gate speed there when we saw him at Menangle. You know Cambridge better than I. Do you think he can hold out those horses drawn to his outside?
Yeah, well, he'll be doing his best, Gareth. Yeah, probably Menangle's not. That's a bit different gate speed. The mobile goes a bit different speed, so it's hard to match that up, but I think he's definitely the one to beat, drawn too. But yeah, what a race it's become because of the draws, you know. And even with that lead-up race at Cambridge last week, and a close finish like that, it shows that they're all right on the ball. It's just going to be who gets the best run.
Yeah. Who do you think leads there, Ants?
Well, I think Don't Stop Dreaming will have a, you know, real good attempt to. Whether he's quick enough to hold some of those ones out wide, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's not blistering off the gate, but, you know, you'd think Merlin might have a crack if he, you know, he's drawn pretty well in the middle there. It probably just does favour the ones drawn out of it a little bit. And, you know, Zach's probably got not much choice, you know, and it could be the winning of the race if he can spear across and find the front. You know, he's got his dad drawn one, so that's always a help. So, if he can find the front, I think he's the one to beat Merlin. But as you said, Don't Stop Dreaming's probably the best horse and probably going the best, and you know, along with Merlin, so they're the two to beat, I think.
Is the gate speed different, say, from Menangle to Cambridge, Ants?
Well, it probably is, because Menangle's such a great starting point. You're in a straight line for a long time before the start, and it is probably quicker. And whereas, you know, tracks like Cambridge and that, you're coming around the corner, so the outside ones are going a lot quicker than the ones drawn down on the rails. So, and then you basically get let go as soon as you get into the straight. So it'll be the ones with sort of a bit more instant acceleration that'll benefit from Cambridge more so than a Menangle. Yeah.
Yep. All right then. And where are we cheering home? Merlin representing SENZ there in the race. I tell you what, Ants, I'm looking forward to lunch at Nobu, because Queen Alita, Barrier 1, RC Phoenix, Barrier 2, Just Believe, Barrier 3, Call Me the Breeze, Barrier 4. It's all over, brother. There's no way you're beating the Australians from Barrier 8 and 9 with Muscle Mountain and Oscar Bonavina.
Did you do the draw, Gareth, or not?
Yeah, yes. I was thinking of you when I got told of the barrier draw. I said, poor bloody Ants, unbelievable. Jack, you should fly down. In fact, I'll fly you down. I don't know how they're going to beat the Aussies. In fact, I can't believe RC Phoenix isn't favourite, Ants. Or close to.
Yeah, like, they've definitely got the advantage now, Gareth. You'd think he would find the front. Like, Call Me the Breeze is pretty quick out. And Nathan will have a shot, I'd say. But no, it's, you know, set up pretty good. You know, even Queen Alita, I know she's not going as good as she can, but she's going to draw one. She's probably going to end up in the trail following you know, one of the good ones. And, you know, around Cambridge, it is a help, you know, being on the fence. So you couldn't really count her out either. So, no, I think there's not many there that can't win.
It's the best barrier draw under the circumstances for Queen Alita. She was a no hope unless she drew barrier one. And whether she just has to do too much work maybe to hold that spot. But it is going to be fascinating regarding the tactics, Jack. Does Nathan Jack put the foot down?
Yeah, I think so, Gareth. I think he has to have a crack, and, you know, we've seen what he can do in front in the Great Southern Star and, or lead ups to that, and even at Menangle. So I think he'll have a go at getting across. But I nearly say that I think the trot race is more exciting than the pacing race, the way the barriers draw and the field that they've assembled.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that this trotting race is the best harness racing event I've seen for I don't know how long, Ants and Jack. I can't recall a better race. Like, we're talking up a few of the races, like the Chariots of Fire and the like, but this is the race where if finally the Kiwis and the Aussies meet, how do you drive Muscle Mountain and Oscar Bonavina? How do they win, Jack?
Well, Oscar Bonavina probably hasn't got too bad of a draw, really. He's, you know, probably only going to be three fence, and it's not the worst place to be if you know, they go too hard or if you do too much work. So I don't think he's fully out of it, but Muscle Mountain's got a task ahead of him. He's going to have to be at his absolute best, and, you know, I'd probably I'd be thinking you'd have to stay out of the early burn and hope that the Aussies carve each other up like you well and truly are known for doing. So that could just play into the Kiwis' patient hands.
Yeah, that's a good point. Usually Ants is involved in that type of tactics from time to time, and he's definitely, yeah, like, you Kiwi drivers are that boring apart from you, Ants, that you just, like, you're one of us. Usually we find, like, you hand up at the 600-metre mark, and I love Mark Purden, but it's going to be fascinating to see what he does from gate two with a horse like Don't Stop Dreaming, because he needs to be a lot more aggressive than he was on Miracle Mile and Chariots of Fire night in a way, Ants.
Well, I think, will Natalie drive home?
Or he's driving Self Assured then at $19. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, so I would guess, I'm not sure, but I'd say Natalie will drive Don't Stop Dreaming. And she, as just, we all know, and that's pretty aggressive when she wants to be. So, that could make a difference, you know, like nothing against Mark, he's a fantastic driver, but Natalie can pull one out of the hat, you know, so.
Yeah, Natalie is driving Don't Stop Dreaming, so there you go. David Butcher on Kango, Old Town Road at $10. Merlin's at $3.50. Yeah, the fireworks will be on nice and early. Self Assured, yeah. You can't ride him out, can you? Ride him off at $16, can you, Ants?
No, he was good the other night, really good. He was unlucky, you know. Basically, most of the field were good the other night, even Old Town Road, you know, he pushed them over the line. So it'll be different this week. There'll be a lot more pressure and over the, you know, 2200. So, but no, again, there's not many that can't win, you know. Probably Kango can't win, even though he's probably going to be in the trail. But most of the others are, you know, if it sets up, they've got a shot.
All right, Jack, who do you want to be driving in the trotting race, first of all?
I think I'd just stick with the one that stays in his gear the most is I'll Just Believe. I think he could probably get an economical trip if a couple of others do too much work, and you can't write him off. He's a champion. He's been there and done that, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think the best driver might win the race there come Saturday, Ants, or Friday night. Who do you want to be driving in the trot race?
Muscle Mountain.
All right, then, Muscle Mountain. Benny Hope. What would your advice be to Benny Hope?
I think he may be the best horse, but he's got to.
Please, Ants. Muscle Mountain's got nothing on air like Just Believe and even Call Me the Breeze and even RC Phoenix.
No, but he's got a terrible draw. He's probably, as you said, he's probably going to have to go back, and then he's going to have to make a mid-race move to try and get to the death, which is going to leave him a sitting shot. But they're all even. You know, as
you just got to get over it, Ants. We've got the best trotters now. Once upon a time, you used to dominate proceedings, but the baton's been completely handed over, unfortunately for you.
Oh, come on, Gareth. You invented COVID so the Kiwis couldn't come over, so you've had a pretty good 3 or 4 years.
Then your administration at Harness Racing New Zealand decided to have a wham-bam idea to put all the New Zealand big trotting races in competition with us, but unfortunately when you got the biggest players in Australasian Harness Racing based in this country, then you're just going to dilute your competition over there, which means your horses don't get better and we get better, and then it hurts you in the end. You might have Muscle Mountain, but the days are finished. We're used to dominate proceedings, which is sad, I think.
Yeah, the old creek days were good, Gareth. We just come over and we'd have the money spent before the race.
Yeah, we know that. But that's a fair assessment, isn't it? By scheduling these races and not coming over for Great Southern Stars and Inter-Dominions, it's sort of like it's hurt the product all around, not just New Zealand and Australia, I think. But it's just that's why we can't wait for this race.
That's right. No, you're right, Gareth. Putting that race on during the Inter-Dominions is ridiculous. So hopefully they pull their heads on over there get it right so we can all the good trotters can go all the big races.
Now, any winners for us this week, lads? I've got one for you, Jack.
What do you got for us, Gareth?
Race, My Moonlight Dream will be winning.
In the ownership? I haven't seen the ownership yet. Is your sugar daddy gifted you 10% or no?
Well, I am the racing manager, so I'm invested. So you should be winning. So there you go. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, no, she'll go close, Gareth. She's a nice mare. And I'm driving one for my worker, Jack Brown, on Thursday in the last at Penrith, believe it or not, and watched her work this morning. It looked pretty good, and he's declaring it. So he does live with Jason Grimson, so I don't know if that's rubbing off on him or not, but we'll give him one chance, so it might be worth a shot. I think it's called Sweet Rocky in the last at Penrith on Thursday night.
Oh, Penrith Thursday night. All right, then. Put it this way. If My Moonlight Dream doesn't win on Saturday, we'll be going straight to Jason Grimson, so no pressure. What about you, Ants?
No, I've got a fair few drives at the weekend, Gareth, but nothing I can declare, so I'd just be putting all my money, you know, saving up for the Kiwis and the trot slot race, and you'll get it. Sounds like you're going to get really good odds.
Yeah, Ben Pope taking on Greg Sugars and Chris Finocio and Nathan Jack. I wish you the very best of luck. No disrespect to Ben Hope, but
Benny's going to have to be at his very best because he's taken on the guns this week, horses and drivers.
Love your work, boys. Have a wonderful week.
See you, Gareth.
There's Anthony Butt, Jack Trainer, Garrett's Horse and Hound, stocking the largest range at the best prices. Visit horseandhound.com.au.